The Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, September 8th. A first reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4a. The Lord said, "You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth hath born, and the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God, and they shall remain for now. His greatness shall reach to the end of the earth. He shall be peace." The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1 to 16 and 18 to 23. The Book of Genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab, Aminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Achaz, Achaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Hamot, Hamot the father of Josiah, Josiah became the father of Zechoniah and his brothers at the time of the Babylon exile. After the Babylon exile, Zechoniah became the father of Sealtiel, Sealtiel became the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel became the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Matthan, Matthan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child to the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, seeing he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Mary is the mother of God. In the year of 431 AD, the church council gathered at the Basilica of Mary in Ephesus to declare the dogma, Mary is the mother of God. The reason for the dogma is because Nestorius, the bishop of Constantinople, even though accepted that Jesus had true nature, divine and human, argue that Christ's human nature is affected by sin, so Mary is only Christ's mother, not the mother of God. Today's reading centers around the origin of Christ. In the first reading, the prophet Micah prophesied the Messiah appearance about 700 years before he appeared. The Messiah belonged to King David's descendants, although he was born in time, but existed before time. And although he was incarnated in human flesh, but he used God's power to govern the humankind. In the Gospel, St. Matthew began his Gospel with Christ's full genealogy all the way to King David and Abraham, our forefather. Even though Christ was born in human genealogy, but not in a human way, because Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit power. Second analysis. First reading. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. Third point. Micah prophecy about the Messiah. The prophet Micah lived about 700 BC, spoke about the Messiah appearance as follows. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, too small to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient time. Bethlehem is King David's birthplace, about 7 kilometers toward the south of Jerusalem. David belonged to Judah tribe. Ephrathah is the smallest clan of Judah tribe, settled at Ephrathah. Micah foretold that the Messiah shall be born in the future, but whose origin is from of old, from ancient time. John the Baptist also declared about the Messiah as follows. The one who is coming after me ran ahead of me because he existed before me. See John chapter 1 verse 15b. Both Micah and John the Baptist wanted to talk about the Messiah if concerning about his origin. the Messiah exists before. But if concerning about time, he was born after. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, when the three wise men from the Oriental lost tracks of the guiding star, they came to Jerusalem to ask King Herod about the birthplace of the Jewish king. King Herod gathered all high priests and scribes to search for the Messiah's birthplace, and they found out that he shall be born at Bethlehem, Judah, according to what Micah foretold. See Matthew chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Second point, the Messiah power. Thou were born as a man, but he shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God, and they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the end of the earth, he shall be peace. What Micah foretold about the reign of the Messiah was completed by Christ. God the Father has given him all powers of heaven and earth. He shall use the powers to restrain the devil and natural forces, to heal people from all kinds of sickness, and to destroy the last enemy of human beings, which is the death. Then he shall reign over all nations. People shall be at peace, and his reign shall be without end. Second, the Gospel. The book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Third point, the importance of genealogy. The Jewish tradition have a high regard for genealogy. In the Old Testament, we see many times the authors mention genealogies. See Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, chapter 10, verse 1, and chapter 11, verse 10 and 27. The reason for this, because they wanted to see who belonged to a perfect descendant, not to be affected by strangers. When one was affected by so many stranger blood, that one can lose his privilege to be called as a Jew, God's own people. Similarly, a priest must be able to show that he belongs to Aaron's tribe. If a priest marries, the woman must have a clear genealogy at least in five generations. When Ezra formed the priesthood after the exile, he refuted the priesthood of the children of Habiah, the children of Koz, and the children of Barzillai, because he didn't find their genealogies in the Sanhedrin. See Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Second point. The important things of Christ's genealogy. His genealogy was divided into three main periods. Each period had 14 generations. First, from Abraham to King David. Abraham's generation marked the event in which God chose Israel and promised to give him uncounted descendants and to lead them into the promised land. King David's generation marked the strong role of Israel. This is the pinnacle of Israel's kingdom because King David that united all the 12 tribes, expanding its boundary to the furthest end. One of these titles, the Son of David, were mentioned 58 times by different people in the New Testament, so that the Israelites concerned very much about the Messiah genealogy. They expected the Messiah to originate from David's lineage, to come and to liberate them from their enemies and shall govern them forever. Second, from King David to the Babylon exile. After David's generation, the kingdom of Israel gradually declined, beginning with the division of the kingdom into two nations. Israel kings and people turned their back to God and worshipped foreign gods. The northern kingdom, Israel, was destroyed by the Assyrians on 721 BC. The southern kingdom, Judah, was destroyed by the Babylonians on 587 BC. All the kings and people were on exile to Babylon and lived there about 50 years until Cyrus, the Persian king, obeyed God's command and led the Israel remnant to go back to rebuild their nation on 538 BC. Third, from the Babylon exile to Christ. This period is considered as the time of expecting the Messiah, whom many prophets and now shall come. Ezra and Nehemiah were responsible for rebuilding the temple and re-establish the Israel kingdom. The majority of the Jews pay attention only to the liberation of the nation from their enemies. Therefore, they were expecting a powerful Messiah who shall use his power and strength to destroy all enemies and to recover the glorious position for Israel at the King David time. Third point, the generation of Christ, the Messiah. According to the genealogy, Jesus is the son of Joseph and Mary. Joseph belonged to the King David's descendants, and Jesus also born at Bethlehem, King David's birthplace. Matthew's account clearly indicated that Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit power. When Joseph found out that Mary was conceived before they lived together, Joseph, being a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that the child had been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sin." In opposing with people's expectation of a powerful Messiah who shall liberate people from their foreign enemies, Christ accepted the fate of a suffering Messiah who shall be died on the cross to liberate people from the power of sin and death. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet. "Behold, The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Septuagint version used the noun paternal to indicate a virgin, while the Masoretic text version used the noun Alma, which indicate either a virgin or a young woman. The Catholic tradition used both Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, to confirm that Mary is a virgin all of her life. Application in life. We should believe in all the church dogmas which were carefully studied and declared to councils. Don't let heresy deceive us. God prepared for the humankind the plan of salvation right from the beginning. According to this plan, Christ shall be incarnated in a human body to redeem for our sin. Amen.